everybody. This is the second installment of the Do the Secret Monkey podcast. Are you comfortable wearing that, or would you like to be more disguised?
No, this is fine.
Lila's talked a lot about being incognito lately, and this is the best she could pull off tonight. But I want to say that we are lining up some guests. We did get in contact with the Calcils, and Bob Calcil said, yeah, let's do it. So there'll be a guest at some point, Paul, Susan, and Bob, the current version of the touring Calcils. But I wanted to talk about what we did this past weekend. We played with Southern Culture on the Skids, the roots rock heroes from the Chapel Hill area who have been long at the top of the most interesting and exciting bands in this part of the state and this part of the South. And maybe, gosh, they play West Coast.
Mm-hmm. They play around the country.
Texas. Yeah, they get it. They play everywhere. So I'll just say they might be one of the more exciting bands from the last 30-odd years in the country. So what were your memories of that terrific gig we played with them?
I always enjoy playing with them. I've known Dave. I think I met him when I want to say about 8. He came over to meet Grant Hart, who was a family friend of ours. And I met him that way. And he took over my dad's...
We have a dog intervention here.
Yeah.
That's all right. That's how our life is. That's the way our...
Our whole life is a dog intervention.
Yeah, that's how our... That's how we roll. You can see Chester down there, too. Mm-hmm. But anyway, give them a little love. I'll see if I can adjust this camera. I don't know what I can do. But, yeah, this is how we roll here on the Do the Secret Monkey podcast, episode 2. But yeah, Dave, you know, Dave actually played a gig, I think, with Grant Hart, because I think he might have done a Nova Mob show with him. We'll have to ask him. Let's get Dave as a guest and let him
answer that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure about that, but yeah, so Dave took over for our dad, Matt Brown, in John Howie Jr.'s band, The Rosewood Bluff.
Right.
And so we've known him since then, and then eventually when we, you know, got our act together and felt like we were good enough to ask Southern Culture.
Yeah.
We were like, hey, can we play with you? So this is, I want to say our third or fourth show.
Yeah, I think we approached both Mary and Dave, but eventually, we played with them like the week after our record release in March 22. We played at the Blind Tiger in Greensboro, and that was a pretty cool show. We had Peter Holzapfel on guitar that night. I don't think did he play any keys that night? Or was it all guitar?
I think it was guitar.
Have you? No, it was both, now that I think about it.
Okay.
Because Peter sat behind his keyboard. We were interrupted by doggy activity, so we're just going to resume. But yeah, we were talking about playing with Southern Culture on the Skids in Greensboro at the Blind Tiger back around late March 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we were talking about Peter Holzapfel playing of the DBs and Continental Drifters playing keyboards and guitar with us a little bit after that, maybe a month later at the Senate in Columbia, South Carolina, a big rock club. And, Southern Culture on the Skids, we played with them again in right before, it was a Halloween gig at Motoco in 2022, and that was a lot of fun. Was it 2022?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was.
And then we played with them in Boone in 2023.
That's right. At the very end of 2023, we played with them at the Boone Saloon in Boone, North Carolina, where Appalachian State is. And that, boy, that was a really fun show. And then, of course, the next night, we drove down to Athens to play with Pylon Reenactment Society. So it was a nice little road trip. Is it 3 days ago now? I don't know. Today is what?
Monday.
We played Friday night. We played Friday with Southern Culture on the Skids in Greenville, South Carolina at the Radio Room. And man, what a lively audience. We got a lot of good response from that. And Just a feel-good gig all the way around. And, of course, Dave and Mary both sat in on songs with us. Dave used his percussion shaker, Christmas sleigh bells. Sleigh bells on a couple of Christmas songs we did. And then Mary joined us for our closing song, Psycho Killer.
Which was
really nice.
It was a really fun show, and it was cool because I got to meet another drummer, a few years younger than me, who is also a singer.
Like 12.
Yeah. Did you get her name?
I didn't get her name.
Well, if you're watching this, write a comment. I believe she was 12. I'm sure she checks out YouTube.
Yeah, it was really cool to meet another young drummer and who's also a singer. Mm-hmm. And I hope I can be some kind of inspiration.
Yeah. Well, I think her dad was telling us, of course, he and his dad, her dad and I were geeking out over guitars, and he was sort of a Telecaster fan, and he was talking like he liked my guitar tone. But he said she was playing with some people, and it seemed like there was some debate as to whether drummers could sing or not. And apparently, what kind of range does she have?
She said she had a 3-octave range.
That sounds pretty good. Yeah. I'm not much on...
That is very good.
Okay, well...
Yeah, I think like Kate Bush.
Oh my, pretty wonderful. Well, we'll be on the lookout for you. Maybe you can send us a note, and maybe we can have you as a guest on our show. I think they may have signed our mailing list, too.
Yeah.
You can always go to secretmonkey.com and sign up for our mailing list so you can kind of see what the latest news is. We also try to keep our gig calendar updated. You know, we're playing February 21st at the Wake Forest Listening Room in Wake Forest.
Mm-hmm.
That's our official return to action. This Southern Culture on the Skids gig was sort of a unplanned, landed in our lap, too good to turn down. But we are in the middle of a bit of a hiatus where Ella's trying to get on a good foot for her last semester of college, and Lila, just doing Lila things. You know, it's important for Lila to do some Lila stuff for a while, right?
Yeah.
Some art. And I'm still shopping our album to labels. And, if that doesn't work out, I'll just try to fill our coffers with a little more gig money and whatnot and see if, we put it out ourselves. I'm just not sure what the plan would be if we did that. But long and short of it is, February 21st, Friday, that's at Wake Forest Listening Room. And then the night after, we're playing with It Snakes and a band from Asheville. I think Pink Eye, maybe?
Yeah, at the Cave.
Yeah, at the Cave. So they're far enough apart where I don't think there's going to be any, it won't affect either gig's turnout. But we thought we'd love to do that, especially with our friends at Snakes.
Mm-hmm.
Pink Eye invited us to that. We're also working on something in Durham. Should we tell them about the interview we did today?
We might not be allowed to.
Okay. Well, we did an interview with a magazine, and it should be out in about
that time.
When?
You just coughed on me.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean to do that. Maybe you should just cover your whole head. I'm going to turn my head away.
Someone needs to learn to cough into his elbow.
I think that interview will be out around that time in February, I think.
Okay. So, there's a magazine article that will probably help promote our shows in February and March. But long story short, this will get some good press coming up. Mm-hmm. And, I can't say anymore. That's all I can say.
It's a top secret. A secret monkey weekend.
In other news, our dog Chester, who is right over there, he's a sweet boy, but he still has these teething things going on, and he likes to tear up paper. Well, he got a hold of our Don Dixon album called...
oh, my God, no.
Yeah, Romeo at Juilliard. Go in the music room, Ella, and see where the Chris Stamey and Peter Holzapfel albums are, and pull down the...
shoot.
Yeah, pull down that record so we can show the people the damage that Chester did. The record itself was not destroyed, but the artwork and the cover were... I'd say a third of it's just gone. Chester boy. Hey,
Chester?
Puppy. Hey, buddy. You have anything to say for yourself? No. You're just doing doggy things.
I don't know where it is.
It's hanging over the door, babe. It's got Yeah, I'm sending Ella into the music room to pull in our album Wall of Fame.
Chester.
This album happened to be here next to my computer in the den, our main family room, and somehow Chester got a hold of it. So it's not pretty. Show the back cover, first of all. This is, can you get it in the camera? Yeah. Show how little is left of it.
Sorry, Don.
Reach inside. See, that just fell out, too. This is, strangely enough, that's left. So you can kind of see. But we were, you know, I need to let Don know. Maybe he'll find out from this podcast. I don't know. We'd love to have Don on again as a guest. He was our very first guest on our very first video show back in 2022.
No, 2020.
You're right, 2020. But the funny thing is, there I go again. I think it's reflux, honey. I don't have a cold, all right?
No, I just don't want to be coughed on.
Well, as you can see, my left hand is holding up the camera. See, that doesn't help you any, does it?
No,
that does that help you?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Helps not to be coughed on.
I think the camera, when you're holding this angle, puts about 20 pounds.
Okay.
I'm talking about myself. So, this old joke is, how many cameras are you using?
That's enough.
I'm fat shaming myself.
No fat shaming on this podcast.
Okay, well, anyhow, what was I talking about, Don?
Eating albums.
Album eating.
Don eating album.
Oh, when we were doing our original video show, we were just calling it a video show. It was a YouTube video program, and it was 30 minutes, and it had regular segments like I Want My Daddy's Records, where we'd sit there and look at vinyl records and try to remember in this whole jumble of records we have from about five sources whose album is whose. Yeah. Like, is it Matt Brown's? Is it Laura's? Is it yours?
Is it mine?
Is it some that the Ruins and Brian Yamamoto gave me years ago when we had a yard sale? And then I even had some that I acquired from the preacher next door to my mom and dad gave me. Well, they didn't give them to me. His son did after he died. So I've got some unusual records and some fairly funny, wacky ones. But anyway, yeah, well, I Want My Daddy's Records. We had interviews with interesting people like Dan Baird from Georgia Satellites. We had Phil Lee, John Howie Jr., Don Dixon, Peter Holzapfel. Who else?
Nicki Meets the Hibachi,
The band. We need to get back in touch with them. They're such nice people. John comes to a lot of our shows. John Gillespie.
Ryan Kenimer.
Parthenon Huxley was a guest. We were actually, that's how we got in touch with the Councils. I wrote Susan, and I think they had not started their podcast. I think they started the next year or the year after. But people were calling these video shows not podcasts. But now it almost seems like even a video show is now called a podcast. Isn't it right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think podcasts are often incorporating video elements. I guess it does better on like YouTube or something.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. We have a playlist now, and it will be included as part of our podcast series. But as we go on, we might make it just, you know, a little more, you know, I might incorporate each week just a little bit of live music we've played or a preview of our album. Definitely a short interview with some guests, you know, not take up too much of their time. But I'm going to try to find a way to make sure the audio gets to like Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts. And, you know, it's mainly something that I'm interested in doing. Lila is not thrilled with the idea. And I'm not putting you on the spot or anything. I just want you to know that I'll be doing the heavy lifting if you don't want to.
Making Lila look like a sad orphan from the Victorian times.
Yeah. I told Lila that she can appear with masks or all kinds of, what's the word?
Incognito
costumes if you don't really want to face the camera.
I have a mannequin head I can...
A mannequin head, that would be good. I like that idea. But Ella and I are pretty chatty, and we could talk people's heads off, and we tend
to
do that. Yeah, we will.
We will. That's a threat.
Yeah. We might even have better camera stuff as we go on. You know, the first show we did was so... work intensive, and I had cameras all over the house and multi cameras at our shows, and a lot of editing. But you know, I'm just trying to make this less heavy lifting because I don't want to work them too hard. You know, they already have busy lives as students. You know, mm-hmm. Lila's in 11th grade, Nella's senior year of last semester of college. Mm-hmm. And but anyway, it's exciting, and I thought it would be something that we can put out there just to stay in touch with the people, and they can get in touch with us directly, and you know, feature an occasional animal.
I think
in our two podcasts so far, Chester has, well, Claudine jumped in too, right?
Yeah, Claudine asserted herself.
Yeah, Claudine is in her kennel right now. She's it's her happy place. She likes being in there. She opens the door like Otis the drunk in Andy Griffith show and just lets herself in. Chester seems to like the freedom. He likes the freewheeling life of our couch affords.
He likes to lie on people's feet.
Yeah. Well, they're both snuggle bunnies, and
yeah.
We just treasure every moment with them. You know, even when we're playing gigs for one night away, we like miss them very much. And we've got two wonderful kitties. Very, both are pretty elderly, but Mimi and Merida have been celebrated in song, and they'll be both on our new album. Not vocally, but
we should incorporate like a secret track. That's just them going.
Just like the end of Sergeant Pepper had a high pitched noise that only dogs could hear.
Yeah.
Merida's got quite a singing voice.
She does.
Yeah. Well, I have to say Chester can carry a tune. I've heard him wailing over there.
Yeah.
And he has more voice control than a lot of professional musicians I know. The cat can sing, and I don't, you know, I'm using the word cat loosely with him.
Hey, Chester.
He's all dog. Chester's a dog who thinks he's a person, but Claudine knows and is very aware and is safe in her own skin that she is a dog.
Yeah. Chester, he thinks he's better than being a dog.
Yeah. He definitely has a lot of this stuff figured out from both sides of the fence.
Yeah.
Curled up like a little fox.
Speaking of Claudine, she's creeping into the room.
Hey, buddy.
Is that her? Yeah.
There's my little friend.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's about where we are tonight. Anything you want to add? Say hello to any special friends for the holidays? You know, people far and near? You know, we might do one or two more before Christmas, mm-hmm. at least. But I know you have some buddies up in Michigan.
Yeah.
Some former neighbors.
Hi, Jane, if you're watching.
Yeah, the Hoppy family. Anybody else?
Oh, we should say Merry Christmas to our paternal side of our family.
The folks in Texas, yeah.
Yeah,
Ken and Kenny and Lucy and
Aunt Sandra.
Aunt Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Claudine wants to say hi too.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. Hey, big dog.
He's thinking good thoughts, good family thoughts about the Harts and Browns.
Mm-hmm.
And Clarks. We have some Clarks that
we love dearly.
Laura's aunt and brother. And, you know, there's a family in New Orleans and family in Texas. My family's in Wake County for the most part. My mom and sister and niece. Uncles and whatnot. Or an uncle.
Oh.
And I've got some uncles, step-uncles, I guess. Up in over in Harnett County.
What do you look
That's
at?
Not up, that's down, Harnett County. Tony Reavy and I, who's also a big friend of the family and the band, and I've known Tony for 35 years, maybe going on 40 years. He invited me to go down to Harnett County to look at some railroad sites. He's one of the biggest railroad buffs I know, and he's written books about it. But I just go along for the ride because he's got such a vast knowledge of railroad sites and depots and stuff. And we are planning to go down, he and I, Ella, on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
if they're open, January 4th, to the Anger Depot and Museum. I'm sorry. I'm just clearing my throat. It's that reflux. It's not a cold, okay? I promise you.
Wiley, you should go on strike.
Anyway, it's there's a lot of railroad sites mm-hmm. down there, and I got another friend down here who might meet us for lunch. So if you're interested, Ella, I know Lila has zero interest in this.
Zero interest in what?
Maybe less than zero. Going to a railroad depots and looking at old train tracks and stuff.
That's not all that true.
Well, if you want to go to the room, and mm-hmm. Ella has been before. We yeah. went to see the Lincoln funeral train.
Oh my God.
Down at the Transportation Museum down in Spencer, North Carolina. You know, Spencer was the destination of the old 97, which was celebrating that famous song. And I've spent a lot of hours researching the old 97 and have been all over Danville, crawled in the weeds, you know, got briars all over me and went through creeks and who knows what else just to see where the train jumped the track there in Danville. But I find that stuff fascinating. Again, I spent a lot of time on it, but I can't say I'm an expert. It's just sort of a passion. What do they call it? A dilettante? Someone who mm-hmm. has a broad interest, but not particularly deep knowledge base. Wow. Somebody wants out of this joint. You want to let him out?
Yeah.
Okay. That's probably a time for us to say goodbye. I just wanted to wish you all Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, all of that good stuff. And we'll be back for maybe another couple before Christmas, but maybe we'll have something worked out with a guest or two. And we definitely have one guest who's definitely on. We just have to work it out with the other members of the band, the Cow Seals. All right. I think that's
say bye, Chester.
About all the dogs have to say tonight, and
Bubba.
That's about all we have. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll have some more music for you soon. Oh, Lila, by the way, I have a segment worked out for you, and I hope you'll like it.
Okay.
And like I said, if you don't feel like spending camera time, and you're not, you know, you just don't, this is not your bag, I thought about having, like, a segment called Words of Wisdom with Lila, and there was this great video when Lila was 7, or maybe even younger, singing Let It Be in the back seat of the car. And it's the cutest thing of all time. And of course, when it gets to the line Words of Wisdom, we'll just kind of fade into this little thing where Lila might have something kind of like Deep Thoughts with Jack Handy or something. What do you think? Will that help you? Will that make you happy?
Yeah.
Great. Words of Wisdom. Lila is not too young to have Words of Wisdom. From the mouths of babes, mm-hmm. come Words of Wisdom. Let It Be. Yeah. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Good night.
We'll catch you soon. Bye.